Jamie will release God's message to us. Brothers and sisters, let's read three passages in the Bible.
我们第一处请弟兄姊妹翻开加拉太书第三章。
First is in Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章，我们要读13、14节。
We will read verses 13 and 14.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的，都是被咒诅的。Christ
has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。That
the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
这里特别讲到我们得圣灵是因着
Here it especially points out that the reason that we receive the Holy Spirit is because we believe.
Romans chapter 8.
Verse 9, Romans 8.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃是属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督的。But
you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
在这一节里头，提到神的灵。In
this verse, it mentions the spirit of God.
提到圣灵，也提到基督的灵。It
mentions the Holy Spirit and also the Spirit of Christ.
实在说来，都是讲到同一位三而一的神，第三位的圣灵说的。Strictly
speaking, it all speaks of the third person of the Triune God, the Holy Spirit.
他有各种方面不同的表现。And
this Holy Spirit have many manifestations.
最后我们请读约翰一书第二章。
Lastly, 1 John chapter 2.
我们读27节。
Verse 27.
约翰一书第二章第27节。
The first epistle of John chapter 2, verse 27.
你们既从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。 自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。But
the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
这里提到恩膏。Here
the verse mentions anointing.
在圣经里头，恩膏都是指着圣灵说的。Now
in the Bible, whenever the anointing is mentioned, it speaks of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们暂时读到这里，我们请低头再有一点祷告。Now
this concludes our scripture reading. Your head bowed again. Shall we have a further word of prayer?
主，我们实在满心感谢你的恩典。
Oh Lord, we're full of gratitude toward your grace.
在七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨。
That on the very first day of the week, the day of your resurrection.
让我们能够靠着你复活的大能，我们一同聚在你的跟前。
By your resurrection power, that we could be gathered in your presence.
我们把满心的感谢和敬拜来归给你。
We just give to you all the gratitude, with all the worship we have.
因着你从死里复活。
Because you are raised from the dead.
叫我们也能够从你那里得到这一个复活的生命。
So that from you we also receive the same resurrection life.
靠着这一个复活的生命，我们能够来走这一条属天的道路。
And by this resurrection life, we are able to walk in this heavenly path.
我们今天一同聚在你的跟前，愿主的灵与我们同在。
Today, as we are gathered before you, we pray that your spirit will be with us all.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where your spirit is, there is liberty.
让我们能够脱去一切心中的捆绑与缠累。
So that we will cast off all the bondage within our hearts and all the hindrance.
我们自由地来敬拜你。
And freely we can come to worship you.
愿你的恩典如同清晨的日光，如同早晨的甘露，能够临到你的百姓。
May your grace be like the dawn in the morning, the dew in the morning, and be like the spring daylight coming upon us.
让你的话成为我们的粮食，成为我们的供应。
So that your word will become our food and our provision.
叫疲乏的能够得到力量。
So that those who are weary will be strengthened.
叫困倦的我们能够得到刚强。
And those who are tired will gain strength.
愿你的恩典再一次覆庇这个地方。
May your grace once again covers all this place.
再一次吸引我们的心一同来到你的跟前。
Once again draw our hearts to come before you.
让我们把一切感谢敬拜归给你。
And then we'll give you all the worship and thanksgiving.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上一次我们交通到我们一个蒙恩的儿女呢，我们在主面前实在要成为一个贵重的器皿，能够成为主合用的器皿。
Last time we mentioned that those of us who are saved by grace, children of God, should become vessels for honor, useful for the master.
那我们讲到最后的时候我们也提到器皿呢，不是自己来决定自己的服事。
At the last part of my fellowship, I mentioned that it's not for the vessel itself to decide its own service.
器皿乃是根据使用它的主人。
Now a vessel should depend on the very master who will use him.
因此，我们基督徒在地上过生活呢，我们实在要能够随时注意主如何在我们的心中来带领我们。
So Christians, as we conduct our daily life, we need to know how the Lord has been leading us.
当然，这是指着我们服事这一方面。
Of course, I'm speaking about our services.
从圣经更多的真理让我们看见。
From the many truths in the Bible, we could see this.
我们蒙恩得救我们乃是从主那里得到这个复活的生命。
That after we're saved by His grace, we have received this resurrection life from Him.
那圣灵住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit indwells within.
刚刚一开始所读的这个经文呢，就是当我们一相信主的时候，圣灵就住在我们的里面。
The verses we just read show us that after we are saved, the Holy Spirit abides within us.
圣灵如何住在我们的里面，我们很难明了。
It's very hard for us to understand how the Holy Spirit could indwell within us.
主耶稣曾这样告诉我们。
But the Lord Jesus told us.
他说风往哪里来，往哪里去，我们不知道。
We do not know where the wind goes to and where it comes from.
它是随着自己的意思吹。
It blows wherever it wishes.
从圣灵生的呢，也是如此。
So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
人受了圣灵，不晓得什么时候圣灵住到我们的里面。
We have received the Holy Spirit, although not knowing when He has started.
然而圣灵住到我们的里面却是非常的实际。
But it is true that the Holy Spirit has indwelled within us.
我们常常听到刚蒙恩的弟兄姊妹有许多蒙恩得救的见证。
We often hear the testimonies from brothers and sisters who have recently been saved.
比如说许多弟兄姊妹见证到当他得救的时候他非常喜欢聚会。
For example, many brothers and sisters would testify that after they had been saved, they just loved come to meetings.
他们各样的聚会他们都欢喜快乐愿意参加。
They're glad and rejoice in joining all kinds of meetings.
因为他们喜欢跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
Because they love to stay with brothers and sisters.
当他们看到弟兄姊妹的时候那一种心里欢喜快乐的感觉呢比自己亲生的兄弟姐妹还要来得亲切。
And they, when they see brothers and sisters, their joyful feeling seems to be more intimate than that of when they are seeing their own brothers and sisters in their own flesh.
我们也听到弟兄姊妹呢做见证，有许多人呢得救的时候很自然，他们身上有许多不良的习惯呢。他们好像很自然的就脱去了。
And many brothers and sisters would testify that after they are saved, many of their bad habits are simply so easily rolled off.
你比方讲呢，有人喜欢赌博。
For example, if somebody who likes to gamble,
一辈子赌博呢，想要戒一直没有办法。
And they have been gambling all their life. They try to shed this bad habit, but they couldn't do it.
但是呢，当他蒙恩得救的时候
，But once they are saved by grace,
突然间他连这个东西想都不想了。
It just happens all of a sudden. They don't even think about gambling anymore.
没有人教他。
Nobody has taught them that.
没有人教他任何改的方法。
And nobody has taught them how to get rid of this bad habit.
自然就脱去了。
And it just comes so easily and readily.
也有人抽烟。
And also, some other people would smoke.
这些抽烟的人知道抽烟对身体不好。
They all know that how bad it is smoking to your body.
想要戒掉呢。
They try to get rid of it.
戒一辈子也戒不掉。
But they have been doing this all their life but couldn't make it.
但是信了主以后呢
But once they believe in the Lord,
他很自然就戒掉了。
Very easily, they simply quit smoking.
他连去买烟的欲望都没有。
They don't even have the desire to buy cigarettes anymore.
实在是感谢主的恩典。
We really thank the Lord for His grace.
甚至有些人呢，对罪非常敏感。
Even others, they have become so sensitive to sins.
他们信主之后
，After they believe in the Lord.
圣灵常常在他们的里面呢，让他们想起罪来。
The Holy Spirit often reminds them of their sins.
甚至是一位老人家呢，他也想起在年幼的时候，从小时候多少得罪人的事。
Even though you are old of age, you would think of all the things that you have wronged other people when you were young.
然而这已经是多年前的事情。
These things happened long way, long past.
他就在主面前有认罪的祷告。
But then they would right away confess and repented of that sin.
当他一祷告的时候，主的宝血就洗净他一切的罪。
When they start praying, that the Lord's precious blood will cleanse all their sins.
因着这样的祷告，他跟他里面呢良心就觉得非常的清省。
And then, because of this kind of prayer, they would have this, feel this freshness in their conscience.
并且呢，他如果稍微对着别人有任何不好的态度，或者是得罪人的地方呢，他就要马上跟人道歉。
And if they offend others, or they would show a very unpleasant attitude, and right away they would apologize for that.
因为圣灵一直在他的里面提醒他，在他里面工作。
Because the Holy Spirit continues to work in them and continues to remind them.
我想我交通这一些呢，最主要让弟兄姊妹看见呢，我们从圣灵生呢。是非常的实际的。
The reason that I share with you all of all this is to show you that we have been born of the Spirit and this is so real.
让知道呢，我们得救呢，是有一个确据。
So that we know that we have been saved and we have this assurance.
这就好像一个妇人呢，啊，她有一天来跟你说她怀孕了。
It's just like a woman if she comes one day and tells you that she's pregnant.
那过了三个月呢，如果你从她的身上看她生理上有一些的变化。
And in 3 months, if you could observe some physiological change in her body,
她对食物特别有反应，有敏感。
Maybe she's now reacting to certain food.
并且呢，她的肚子呢的胎儿慢慢长大。
And also the baby in her womb is growing up.
那你就要恭喜她，因为确实她有一个孩子。
Then you have to congratulate her on her pregnancy because she is having a baby.
那如果这个妇人跟你讲说她怀孕了。
However, if the woman says to you that she is pregnant.
但是过了三个月呢，没有任何的反应。
But after three months, you don't see any changes in her.
那恐怕是没有孩子。
Probably she doesn't have the baby.
从圣灵生呢，也是如此。
So it's everyone who is born of the Spirit.
所以我们知道呢，圣灵啊的重生在我们基督徒身上呢，是一件何等大的事情。
So we know what a great thing it is that when we speak of the regeneration of the Holy Spirit.
我更盼望来到我们中间听福音的这些朋友们。
I really hope all the gospel friends who join us to hear the good news.
我们来到主的面前，我们不是来认识一个宗教。
When we come before the Lord, we're not here to know certain religion.
就好像在这世界上有许多的宗教一样。
Just as in this world, there are so many religions.
我们不过是去选择一个宗教。
And it looks like we're simply here to pick one religion.
我们来到这里乃是要认识这位复活的主。
Now when we are here, we are here to know this resurrected Lord.
当我们相信接受他的时候，
When we believe in him, when we have received him,
圣灵就会住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit will abide within us.
这就是重生。
And this is being born again.
这是这全地上的宗教没有的事情。
This is notsomething that you could ever find in the religions in the world.
所以基督徒敢说为什么我们所信的宗教，我们所信的神是独一的神。
And this is why Christians dare to say that the God we believe in is the God alone.
因为只有复活的主才能够赐下这个复活的生命。
Because only resurrected Lord can give this resurrected life.
对着基督徒来讲，
Now to us Christians,
我们所得着这个复活的生命，
this resurrected life that we have received
是何等的宝贵，
is so precious,
是任何的重价不能买来的，
which cannot be gained by any other prices.
今天圣灵住在我们的里面，就是神的自己，就是基督自己住在我们的里面。
Today as the Holy Spirit indwells us,is saying that Jesus Christ lives within us.
我们不能够轻看圣灵住在我们里面。
We shall never despise the fact that the Holy Spirit indwells within.
那圣灵住在我们的里面，到底有什么目的呢？
Now, what is the Holy Spirit's purpose to dwell within us?
主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章十五章的时候。
The Lord Jesus in John 14 and 15
他来告诉我们，
instructs us
他要离开他的门徒，
that he's about to depart from his disciples
他要回到天上去，
and he's about to go back to heaven
但是他会差遣圣灵保惠师来到我们的中间，
but he will send the helper, the comforter into our midst
住在我们的里面，
to abide in us
圣灵来呢，圣经告诉我们，
The Bible instructs us that the Holy Spirit comes.
第一件事呢，就是叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，能够自己责备自己。
First, to convict the world and the man of their sins, of their righteousness, and of the judgment.
因为世界的王已经受了审判。
Because the king of the world has been judged.
世界的王不能够再弄瞎人的眼睛。
He can no longer blind man's eyes.
第二件事呢，圣灵来到地上。
The second thing the Holy Spirit is to do when he comes to the world.
他要叫我们啊，能够想起主对我们所说的话。
Is that he would remind us all the words that the Lord has spoken to us.
虽然这是指着当时对着他的门徒所讲的。
Although this seems to be saying toward the disciples that the Lord is addressing to,
但是这个话也是对着今天我们来读主话语的人所说的。
But the same passage also speaks to us today who are reading His word.
如果没有圣灵的开启，我们真是不读不懂主的话。
Without the enlightening of the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to understand His word.
但是圣灵就是真理。
But the Holy Spirit is the truth.
真理的灵要把他的话启示出来。
And the Spirit of truth will reveal His word.
让我们能够明白什么是真理。
So that we can understand what is truth.
圣灵来呢，他也要预备我们这些基督徒。
The Spirit comes to also prepare us, all these Christians.
因为圣经告诉我们呢，圣灵借着万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Because the Bible says all things work together for good to those who love Him.
圣灵来到地上，他也要赐下各样的恩赐。
And when the Holy Spirit comes to the world, He will also give all kinds of gifts.
他随着自己的意思呢，把各样恩赐赏给人。
According to his own will, he will give all gifts to men.
这些恩赐乃是为着建造教会。
And all these gifts are given to build up the church.
叫基督的丰满能够在地上能够被彰显。
So that the fullness of Christ could be displayed, disclosed on earth.
圣灵来到地上最终的一个目的。
But the ultimate goal of the Holy Spirit coming to earth.
乃是来荣耀主。
Is to glorify the Lord.
所以我们想到圣灵并不是空空的来到地上。
So we know that the Holy Spirit comes to the world not vaining for no purposes.
那有人告诉我们呢。
Some people have told us.
在基督徒的身上。
That in Christians.
有两位中保。
There are two mediators.
第一位中保呢
First,
就是我们现在在读希伯来书。
First one is said in the Hebrews that we are reading now.
主耶稣呢复活升天以后，在神面前成为我们慈悲忠心的大祭司。
The Lord Jesus has become our faithful and merciful high priest after he has been raised from the dead and gone to the heavens.
他成为我们的中保。
He has become our mediator.
中保呢，在英文这个字呢，就是指代理人的意思。
In English, it simply means the advocate, the mediator, the medium.
代理人呢，总是为着他的客户呢，来寻求他最大的权益。
And he always represents somebody to seek the best interest for his client.
为着他的客户呢，来辩护。
And he would defend his clients.
为着他的客户呢，来帮助他来走上这一条当走的路。
And also help his client to walk in the way he's supposed to walk in.
这是代理人最重要的工作。
And this is what the most important job of a mediator.
今天主耶稣在神面前也是为我们做这样的工作。
Now the Lord Jesus carries out the same task before God for us.
主在神面前呢，他为我们代求。
The Lord Jesus intercedes for us before God.
他求父呢赐下能力来帮助我们这些人。
He prays to the Father that He would grant to us the strength to help us.
主的宝血呢，在父的跟前一直为我们说美言。
And also the blood of our Lord Jesus continues to speak the good words before God on our behalf.
不仅我们得救需要主的宝血。
Not only do we need the Lord's precious blood to be saved.
我们在地上生活难免犯罪。
But also as we conduct our lives on earth, we cannot help but to sin.
主的宝血在地上仍然有功效。
And the Lord's precious blood efficacy is always good.
祂仍然洁净我们。
Continuing to cleanse us.
所以希伯来书第七章告诉我们。
So in Hebrews, we read chapter 7.
凡来到祂面前的。
He who comes before God.
我们主耶稣都能够拯救到。
Through him, Christ Jesus will be saved to the ultimate.
所以我们不需要看我们的啊软弱失败或者是我们的罪恶呢啊，主不能够拯救的。
We don't have to look upon our sins, weaknesses, and failures, and thinking that the Lord cannot save us from all these.
我不是说基督徒啊，因着这样我们就可以故意去犯罪。
I'm not saying that for this reason that Christians could sin on purpose.
乃是说我们的主他的恩典啊，他的能力呢，大过这一切。
But the Lord, His grace and His power have gone far better than all these.
我们只要存着诚心和充足的信心呢，来到父的慈恩宝座前。
Just come before the throne of the Father's the throne of our Father with this pure heart, with insincere, full assurance of faith.
那第二位中保呢？
Now the second mediator.
就是圣灵。
It's the Holy Spirit.
圣灵呢来，他乃是代表我们的主。
This Holy Spirit represents our Lord.
他呢来到我们的中间。
He has come to our midst.
在我们的心中呢，来啊提醒我们。
And He reminds us within our hearts.
我们是属乎主的。
That we belong to the Lord.
当我们犯罪的时候。
When we sin.
圣灵就在里面责备我们。
Holy Spirit will rebuke us.
因为我们羞辱了主的名。
Because we have put the Lord's name to shame.
我们不荣耀主。
And we do not glorify the Lord.
我们如果爱世界的话。
If we love the world.
爱父的心就不在我们的里面。
The love of God does not exist in us.
圣灵啊，就要在我们的里面来责备我们。
And the Holy Spirit will rebuke us within our
hearts. 来提醒我们。
To remind us.
圣灵预备各样的环境。
And also the Holy Spirit will orchestrate all kinds of circumstances.
来磨练我们。
To try us.
叫我们能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we could be molded into the image of the Son of God.
能够叫他所救赎的人。
So that all those redeemed by him.
都能够啊得到像耶稣基督那样的荣美。
Could be as glorious as Christ.
这是神救赎，神儿子救赎的目的。
And this is the purpose of the Son of God's redemption.
所以第二位中保呢？
Now the second mediator.
住在我们的里面。
Indwells us.
乃是为着主耶稣的缘故。
For the purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ.
来成全我们。
In order to perfect us.
所以我们啊。基督徒呢，在我们一生的当中
，So Christians in all our lives，
我们必须要学习在圣灵的里面
，Need to learn in the Holy Spirit，
我们听圣灵的声音
，To hear the voice of the Holy Spirit，
来遵循他的自己
，To obey Himself，
让我们在地上的生活能够荣耀主
，So that our daily living on earth will be able to glorify the Lord。
圣灵也能够来成全我们
And then Holy Spirit is able to perfect us
叫我们能够越过越像主耶稣的那一个荣美的形象
To enable us to become more and more Christ-like to the image of Him
这个实在说来再提醒大家一次我们真是想到这个救恩的浩大
Once again, I would like to remind all of you, as we think of the vastness of the salvation,
实在不是啊，我们这个世人常常有的这种宗教的思想可以相比的。
Definitely cannot be compared with the common thoughts of religion in this world.
我们乃是得着这个复活的主。
Because we have received this resurrected Lord.
今天是复活节
Today is Easter
世人可以在那里庆祝这个外面的节期
Men could celebrate this Easter with all the external activities
但是我盼望弟兄姊妹我们都有一个确据
Brothers and sisters, I hope we all have this assurance.
这一位复活的主是住在我的里面。
That this resurrected Lord now lives within us.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得有没有看过啊《天路历程》这一本书。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have all read this book called The Pilgrim's Progress.
这本书呢，实在是非常好的书。
This is such a wonderful book.
它是小说的题材。
It's written in the format of a novel.
但是把圣经最重要的真理都融合在里面。
But it has incorporated all the most important truths within it.
如果弟兄姊妹没看过的话，有时间可以借来看。
And brothers and sisters, if you haven't read it yet, I advise you to check out the book and read it.
这本书是除了圣经以外呢，基督徒的书卖的最多的。
This book is the most best-selling book apart from the Bible.
那这本书记载到最后的时候
，At the end of this book，
描述到这一位蒙恩得救的基督徒呢，他成为一个走天路的人。
It depicts the Christian who saved by grace has now become the one who walks in this heavenly journey.
他来到天堂的门口。
Now he has come to the gate of the heaven.
他在地上经过了许多的困苦艰难。
On earth, he has experienced all the sufferings and difficulties.
但是神都保守了他。
But God has kept him well.
他如今来到天堂的门口。
Today, he has now come to the gate of the heavens.
他要进去了。
He's about to enter it.
门口有一位天使呢，就问他说。
And there is one angel at the gate and asked him.
他说，先生。
Sir.
请你把你的证明拿给我看一下。
Show me your the evidence, the certificate.
你要进入天堂呢，需要有一个证明。
For you to enter into the heaven, you need to have some evidence.
所以这一位天路客呢，他就拿起一张纸来。
So this pilgrim takes up a piece of paper.
弟兄姊妹想一想，这是什么纸
？Brothers and sisters, what do you suppose this paper is?
这一张纸不是你的履历表。
This paper is not your resume.
你的履历表也许写说，我从小是在基督徒的家里长大。
Your resume might say that I've been growing up in a Christian family.
我的祖父、我的父亲三代呢，我们都是基督徒。
My grandfather, my father, all three generations are Christians.
我是念最好的学校毕业的。
And I've graduated from the very top school on earth.
我在公司上班，我有很好的职位。
And I have held a high position at work.
我应该有资格进入天堂。
So I'm qualified to go to heaven.
没有。
No.
第二个呢，也不是一张所谓的功德表。
Now, secondly, this proof is not also a piece of paper of your merit.
你在地上做了多少的功德
？Which would say how many merits you have accumulated on earth?
人的功德就像破烂的衣服。
Man's merits, man's good works are just like filthy rags.
你没有资格进入天堂。
You're still not qualified to go to heaven.
在想呢，这一张纸可能就是受尽的证明书吧。
Well, maybe this paper could be the certificate of your baptism.
很可惜，现在很多教会不再发受尽的证明书了。
It's quite a shame nowadays, not too many churches would offer this piece of paper, certificate of baptism.
这一张纸呢，就称为圣灵的印记。
Actually, this paper is called the guarantee of the seal of the Holy Spirit.
我们刚刚读到那一句话呢，我们因信我们就接受了圣灵。
We just read, because by faith we have received this Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书第一章末了的时候
At the end of Ephesians 1
更讲到我们乃是受圣灵的印记
The Bible also tells that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit
这个圣灵的印记叫我们能够进入天堂
The seal of the Holy Spirit qualifies us to go to heaven
所以我们一定要记得
So let us all remember
重生得救乃是里面的故事
Being born again is a story within you.
不是困难的事情。
It's not a difficult thing.
但是我们乃是借着一个神所赐给我们的信心。
It is by faith that God has given us.
我们能够 进入神的家。
That we are able to enter the household of God.
所以啊，这是一件非常宝贵，是无价之宝。
So we know that this is priceless, so precious.
那我们蒙圣灵拯救呢？啊，圣灵在我们的一生当中就要来引导我们。
After we are saved by the Holy Spirit will guide us all our lifetime.
也许我们不知道。
Maybe we do not know this.
但是圣灵仍然在我们的里面要工作。
But still, the Holy Spirit will work in us.
那因着我们对主的话慢慢清楚了以后。
Now,After we have become more clear on the Lord's word,
我们开始学习活在啊主的啊圣灵的引导底下。
Then we will learn to live in the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们一生走在这条属灵的道路。
All our life, we need to walk in this spiritual way.
我们就会越走啊越有能力。
And more, we will gain strength.
我们的信心会越坚固。
And our faith will be more established.
我们的生活，我们的侍奉会越过越讨神喜悦。
Our living and our services will be more and more pleasing to God.
我们至终都要走在神那个永远心意的里面。
In the end, we will all walk in the ultimate purpose of God's will.
所以我们真是盼望弟兄姊妹，我们一开始蒙恩得救的时候
，So brothers and sisters, I hope that right after we're saved by grace,
我们就能够开始学习来听这一位住在我们里面这一位主的声音。
We will learn to hear the voice of the Lord who lives within us.
有弟兄告诉我们呢，住在我们这里面的。
Some brothers tell us the one indwelling within us.
乃是我们当家的
is our resident boss
不再是我们自己做家
is no longer we ourselves to be the resident boss
所以我们必须要认识我们这位主
so we have to know this Lord
那我个人在这一方面呢感谢主让我有一些学习的机会
Now personally I really thank the Lord that it has given us some occasions from there I could learn this lesson
今天早晨我愿意跟弟兄姊妹有一点点的交通
So this morning I would like to share with you on my experiences
不过我只能跟弟兄姊妹讲呢我的学习并不完全
All I can say to you that my learning is really not complete
不过盼望因着圣灵在我里面的感动呢，我愿意做一个抛砖引玉的工作。
But I hope that through the working of the Holy Spirit within me, I could be the very person who would introduce you to the whole matter.
我相信在我们中间许多弟兄姊妹在这一方面比我更有学习。
And I believe among us there are many other brothers and sisters who have more learning on this matter.
我们盼望借着这样的交通呢，弟兄姊妹能够在这一方面的追求更有渴慕。
But I hope that through this kind of sharing, brothers and sisters would desire more on learning this matter.
越过越叫我们能够经历主他自己的实在。
So more and more we could really experience the reality of our Lord.
那在我学习的过程当中
In my learning experiences,
虽然我自己呢学习的不够完全
although I haven't learned and mastered it completely,
但是呢即使这些不完全呢我个人已经满心的感谢主
but even with this incompleteness, I myself are so grateful,
让我呢因着这样的学习
that because of this kind of learning,
我能够呢在我自己的生活在家中的生活在服侍主的学习上呢我们就能够看到主的真实并且呢能够一步一步学习来跟随主
That I'm able to see the reality of the Lord and to follow him step by step in my lifeAt my home and also in the services in the church.
让我呢自己实在非常的受益。
I myself have profited from it so much.
所以早晨我就把我简单的学习呢跟弟兄姊妹有一些分享。
So this morning I would like to share with you on my humble and simple learning from the Lord.
那在我们交通之前呢，我想有一个重要的就是我们需要在我们这个人的预备上面特别注意。
But before my sharing on this, there is one point that is that we as people of God have to prepare ourselves.
当然我们一方面可以说呢主他带领我们乃是按着他自己美好的旨意。
On the one hand, we could say that God has been leading us according to his good pleasure.
但是就着另外一方面来讲，神已经在圣经里头启示许多的原则嘞，神是如何来带领人。
But on the other hand, God has in His Bible revealed many principles on how He is going to lead us.
并且圣经里头给我们许多的例子，我们就可以从这些例子里头学习应用在我们的身上。
And through the many examples in the Bible, we could learn from them and how to apply them to us.
第一个方面呢，我们可以来看的。
Now, first, we would read.
那就是我们这个人的预备呢，能够知道神的引导，或者是认识神如何来带领我们。第一个方面，我们特别要注意到。
We have to deal with the problem of sin in reference to the preparation on our part to be able to receive God's leading.
我们需要在主面前呢，把罪这件事情对付干净。
Before the Lord, we have to deal with the sin fair and square.
因为膏油呢不能够浇在肉体的上面。
Because the anointing can never be poured out upon the flesh.
我们看几处的圣经。
Let's now read few passages in the Bible.
第一个，我们请先看撒母耳记第十章。
First is in First Samuel chapter 10.
撒母耳记上。
First Samuel chapter 10.
第十章第一节。
Chapter 10 verse 1.
345页345
Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 10
撒母耳拿瓶膏油倒在扫罗的头上与他亲嘴说这不是耶和华膏你做他产业的君吗
Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said Is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance?
接下来我们再往后看。
Let's continue to read.
下一页，我们请看第六节。
Verse 6.
后半段，最后第六节的后半段，他说你要变成一个，对不起哈，第六节我就读完好了。耶和华的灵必大大感动你，你就与他们一同受感说话。你要变为一个新人。
Verse 6. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and be turned into another man.
第九节。
Verse 9.
扫罗转身离别撒母耳，神就赐给他一个信心，当日这一切兆头都应验了。
So it was when he had turned his back to go from Samuel that God gave him another heart.And all those signs came to pass that day.
这里讲到以色列第一个王呢，当神借着撒母耳给他受膏的时候。
This is the first king of Israelites, Saul, when Samuel anointed him by God's command.
扫罗变成一个新人。
Saul had turned himself into a new man.
他也得着一个新的心。
And also he had received a new heart.
在这样的描述里头，我们看见是神的灵在他的身上。
And in this description, we see that the Lord's Spirit was upon him.
当神有一个托付在他的仆人的身上的时候，
When God had given his servant an entrustment,
在旧约里头呢，我们就看见这些人要受膏。
In the Old Testament, we do see that they have to be anointed.
但是不要忘记，今天我们蒙恩得救的人，我们每一个都是受膏的。
But don't we forget that today every single one who is saved by grace is anointed also.
我们是受了新的心，我们也有一个新的灵。
We have been anointed with a new heart and a new spirit.
我们再请看到第十六章。
Please turn to chapter 16.
我们读第十二节。
We will read verse 12.
从第十节到第十章到第十六章的中间呢，我们就知道扫罗犯罪了。
From chapter 10 to chapter 16, we know that Saul sinned.
并且两件最重要的大罪。
And two of the greatest sins that he committed.
第一个呢，他到基甲去献祭。
Are that first he went to Gilgal to offer sacrifices.
当非利士人要来攻打以色列人的时候。
When the Philistines were coming to attack Israelites.
撒母耳是祭司。
Samuel was a priest.
理当由撒母耳来献祭。
Supposedly, Samuel was the one to offer the sacrifices to inquire of God.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible teaches us.
因为从仇敌来的力量是这样大。
Because the power from the enemy is so great.
他是在处在一个非常窘迫的情况底下。
Saul was in such a distressing circumstance.
所以他就勉强献祭。
So he just compelled himself to offer the sacrifices.
结果他在这件事上大大的得罪神。
And on this very matter, he greatly sinned against God.
第二件事情。
Now the second thing.
就是神要他去把这些仇敌呢，就是亚玛利人呢，完全的把他们灭尽。
The second sin that Saul committed is that when God commanded Saul to destroy completely all the Amalekites, Israelites' enemies.
但是扫罗有自己的主张。
But Saul had his own ideas.
他把那些不好的全部杀掉。
He killed all the bad ones.
又因为他的心呢，喜悦这个王。
And also because he took liking in this king.
所以把他留下来。
So he saved this king.
神呢，在这件事上大大的发怒。
So then the Lord was enraged on this very matter.
那我们知道呢，神就在这个时候拣选了大卫。
And right at this time, God chose David.
我们看一下第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
十六章第十二节。
Of chapter 16.
耶西就打发人去叫了他来，他面色光红，这个他是指着大卫，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说，这就是他。你起来告他。
So Samuel sent and brought him, that's David, in. Now he was ruddy and with bright eyes, good looking. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is the one.
撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他诸胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。撒母耳起来回拿马去了。
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose and went to Ramah.
当撒母耳膏大卫的时候，
When Samuel anointed David,
圣灵，耶和华的灵呢，就临到大卫。
The Spirit of the Lord came upon David.
第十四节，
Verse 14,
耶和华的灵离开扫罗。
But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul.
所以我们在这里就看见这是一件严肃的事情。
So we see what a solemn and serious matter this is.
今天圣灵不会离开我们的身上。
Today the Holy Spirit will never depart from us.
但是当我们开始犯罪的时候。
However, when we sin,
圣灵会在我们里面担忧。
The Holy Spirit will grieve within us.
圣灵甚至不再对我们说话。
The Holy Spirit will even not speak to us anymore.
就着我们属灵的经历来讲。
As far as our spiritual experiences are concerned.
我们就好像 耶和华的灵离开我们一样。
It's just like the Spirit of the Lord has departed from us.
那一个感觉呢，就好像灵里已经死了一样。
That feeling is just the death in our spirit.
所以这实在是啊一个非常严肃的事情。
So this is a really a very serious matter.
那我们啊就来看对付罪这一件问题。
So let's now consider the matter of dealing with sin.
我们知道呢，罪乃是造成神跟人的阻隔。
We know that sin has caused the hindrance between man and God.
当神造人的时候
，When God created man，
在人的口中呢，吹了一口气。
God breathed within a breath within man，
我们就成了有灵的活人。
And we have become living soul。
神在我们的里面呢，给我们有一个灵。
And God has given us the spirit within us.
这一个灵呢，乃是叫我们能够与神来交往。
This spirit enables us to fellowship with God.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以与他交往必须要借着我们里面的灵。
So to fellowship with Him needs our spirit within us.
但是我们知道亚当犯罪。
But we know that Adam sinned.
神要他不要吃那一颗分别善恶树上的果子。
God had told him not to eat from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神说呢，你吃的日子必定死。
And God has said, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
但是啊，我们读圣经的时候
，But when we read the Bible.
亚当跟夏娃吃了善恶树上的果子。
After Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the forbidden tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
他们并没有马上死。
They did not die right away.
他们活到900多岁。
They still lived up to 900 years old.
那神到底是指着什么说的？
So what is God referring to here?
乃是指着我们灵死了。
God is saying the death of our spirit.
因着灵死
Because of the spiritual death.
最终要带出啊这个身体的死。
It will eventually result in the death in our body.
但是当亚当跟夏娃吃了禁果这个知识善恶树上的果子以后呢，他们的灵马上就死了。
After Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the forbidden tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,Their spirit died right away.
这个死呢，是指着不能够与神交通。
Which means they could not fellowship with God anymore.
但是灵，它本身神当初创造的一些功用还在里头。
But the functions that God first created within the spirit are still good.
那这些功用呢？留在人的心里，实在说来，实在是给人一个极大的保护。
And these remaining functions have become a great protection for man.
因为灵最主要有三个功用。
Because spirit basically has three most important functions.
我想去年的退休会，孙弟兄已经交通过。
And I suppose that the last year's Memory Day weekend, Brother Sun has shared this on this with us.
弟兄们在这里。分享的时候也常常提到。
And brothers who are sharing on this pulpit also mention this often.
这三个功用呢，第一个就是良心。
First is the conscience.
第二个就是直觉。
Second is the intuition.
第三个就是交通。
And the third is fellowship.
灵最主要的三个功用在这里。
These are the most important three important functions that the spirit has.
虽然我们不能跟神在来往了。
Although we cannot commune with God anymore.
但是人的良心在人的里头还有一点功用。
But this conscience still holds its functions.
虽然被罪所玷污了。
Although it is defiled by sins.
但是还可以成为人的保护。
It still can protect man.
因为我们都知道呢。人在地上过生活，我们的良心在我们的里面非常的重要。
As we live on earth, we know that this conscience within us is extremely vital.
当人没有得救的时候， 整个人的行事为人都是根据良心。
Before we are saved, we conduct our lives according to our conscience.
我们这个良心呢，来管制我们这个人的行为。
And this conscience will rule over our behavior.
叫人的犯罪呢，不至于啊过正。
So that our wrongdoings would not go beyond measure.
所以啊，我们知道呢，在整个人类的社会，因着有这个良心呢，所以就慢慢的引申出呢，所谓的社会的道德。
Because of this conscience in our societal lives, we know that the conscience eventually evolves into some moral laws.
那这个社会的道德呢，会因着时间或者每一个世代的不同，每一个地方的不同呢，会有所改变。
Although this ethical morality will differentiate according to circumstances and according to the time.
啊，所以甚至呢，也因着地区的不同呢而改变。
They also differ because of the locations.
那我们知道呢，中国人常常有一句话说。
Now we know that Chinese always have this provincial saying.
他说呢，世风日下，人心不古。
We always say that man's heart has gone from bad to worse, not as before, because the customs of the world has been changing.
世风日下表明这个道德的水准越来越低。
Which tells us that the societal's moral laws have been deteriorating.
啊。然后我们也常常讲到现今的道德跟以往的那些啊，我们在过去所看到那些啊比较年长的一辈或者上我们好几辈那个道德的水准就越来越低了。
We always say that the moral standard of today's is always far worse than that of three or four generations before.
这个就是我们良心呢啊在那里所发挥出来的功用。
And this is the function of our conscience.
那这个良心帮助我们。
And this conscience also helps us.
但是不要忘记，它已经受罪的玷污了。
But don't forget that this conscience has already been defiled by sins.
那我们知道呢，啊，我们基督徒蒙恩得救以后，啊，我们蒙主宝血的拯救。
Christians after they have been saved by grace and they have been delivered by the Lord's precious blood.
主把我们的良心重新洗干净呢，恢复到啊神当初创造亚当那一种光景。
So the Lord has cleansed our conscience to the very day when He first created Adam and Eve.
我们来看几处圣经。
So shall we read few portions in the Bible, please?
我们请翻开彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter
3:21。
3:21。
338页。
First Peter chapter 3:21。
他这里讲到说，这水所表明的洗礼，现今在耶稣基督的复活也拯救了你。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们再请弟兄姊妹往前翻，我们读希伯来书第九章。
Please flip forward to Hebrews.Chapter
9:14
Verse 14
他说何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心这个心原文叫良心除去你们的死刑使你们侍奉那永生神吗
How much more shall the blood of Christ who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience, note here it says conscience, from dead works to serve the living God.
我们再看一下第十章。
Chapter 10, shall we read? Verse 21.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家
and having a high priest over the house of God,
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去、身体用清水洗净了就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前
Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
我想这几处的圣经都是讲到、这个良心我们蒙恩得救的时候我们的良心已经被主的宝血所洁净了
All these verses speak to the conscience that has been cleansed when we are first saved by grace.
所以我们如今呢、在主面前我们应当维持一个无愧的良心。
So today before the Lord, we need to maintain this good conscience.
因为良心呢就着功用来讲它是是非之心。
Now this conscience in reference to its function,is about the function of telling good from bad.
是 right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
是非之心呢，乃是跟罪有关系。
And it's related to sins.
这个是非之心在罗马书第二章讲得非常清楚。
And in Romans 2, it says so clearly.
我们请弟兄姊妹再来看一下罗马书第二章。
Romans 2, please.
我们读十三节
Verse 13
原来在神面前不是听律法为义乃是行律法的称义
For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God but the doers of the law will be justified
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事他们虽然没有律法自己就是自己的律法
For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves.
这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思量互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
Who show the work of the law written in their hearts,Their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves, their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
所以我们从这一段话里头，我们就看见了许多人问说，那在旧约时代，不是在以色列国里头的这些外邦人，神如何来审判他们？
So many people would ask in the Old Testament time, those who are not the Israelites, not in the kingdom of God, how would God judge them? Now, according to this passage,
乃是根据良心这个功用。
God will judge them according to the works and function of the conscience.
那今天基督徒我们有一个无愧的良心。
Today, we Christians have a good conscience.
我们每一次犯罪的时候
Every time when we sin
因着我们的良心是被神所洁净的
Because of our conscience which has already been cleansed by God
所以我们对这些罪呢会非常敏感
We will be very keen on these sins
我们必须要维持它的无愧
We have to keep a good conscience
我们不能够让那些罪呢一直来对让我们的良心呢对那些罪没有反应
So that our conscience has no reaction to all other sins
因为圣经告诉我们呢这一些呢会造成好像我们对罪呢产生一个就像烙铁一样把它烙惯了
Because the Bible teaches us that this sin will lead us to the callousness from the searing of the iron.
为什么许多的时候我们不能够听见主的话呢
Why so many times we cannot hear the voice of God?
或者对主的话那么不清楚呢
Or we're so vague on the Lord's word?
因为主的灵在我们的里面说话的时候
Because when the Spirit of the Lord does speak within us,
他乃是 在灵里头向我们开启。
He enlightens us in our spirit.
那在灵里头呢，良心的一个无愧呢，乃是一个根基。
So, the good conscience should be the very foundation upon which the Spirit could speak to us.
如果我们对主在良心上面我们所做的每一件事情，我们的思想，我们的行动，我们不去理会它的时候，
If our conscience is offended and not paying attention to the words, our thoughts, our deeds, in this world,
我们如何能够听见圣灵在我们的灵里头对我们说正确的话呢？
How can we hear the words from the Spirit when He accurately teaches us?
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹能够体会这个。
So, brothers and sisters, I hope you could do feel for this.
我们必须要对着罪这件事情非常的注意。
In the matter of sin, we have to pay a special attention to it.
当我们犯了罪的时候，
When we sin,
也许我们不会去犯世上法律上的罪。
Maybe we will not break the law of the society.
我们也可能不会犯那些道德上败坏的罪。
Or the morally corrupt offenses.
但是我们身上会带着许多的重担。
However, in us, we will carry such a heavy load.
圣经告诉我们，眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
The Bible tells us that, the lust of eyes, the lust of the flesh, and also the pride of the world.
或者圣经也提到说，我们这个以世俗为友，就是以神为敌。
And the Bible also mentioned that who wants to be friend with the world is enmity with God.
这一些呢，都会带来良心开始在我们里面说话。
All these will cause our conscience to speak within us.
一个跟随主的人，我们要特别注意这一些。
So, a person who really follows the Lord has to pay a special attention to this.
好叫我们的良心能够像保罗他鼓励提摩太所说的。
So our conscience will be, as when Paul admonishes Timothy.
他乃是提到他们所侍奉的神乃是神给他们有许多的命令，但是这些命令总结只有三个点。
Paul says that when he and Timothy serve God, but the very purpose of all God's command is just three things.
清洁的心，无愧的良心，跟无为的信心。
A pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith.
所以我们知道呢，保罗他本身他就是这样的一个人。
So we know Paul is a person like this.
因为他在这些官府的面前做见证。
Because he bears all the testimony before all the government officers.
他侍奉神呢，在神在人面前维持一个无愧的良心。
He says as he served God all his days, he has maintained a good conscience.
因着这个无愧的良心，叫保罗呢能够明白神的心意。
And because of this good and clear conscience, he's able to understand the counsel of God's will.
他的服事能够走在讨神喜悦的路上。
So his service will be pleasing to God, and he's walking in a way acceptable to Him.
所以我们看到第一个方面呢，当我们预备我们这个人的时候。
So first, as we prepare ourselves as people of God.
这是非常重要的。
This is a tremendously important matter.
最后呢，我只能提到说，那我们如果犯罪怎么办？
Now I would like just to mention that what do we do when we sin?
我们犯罪的时候呢，感谢主这一位慈悲忠信的大祭司。
When we commit sins, we have to thank God who is faithful and merciful.
他要我们呢。回到他的面前。
He wants us to come before him.
我们看一下约翰一书第一章。
Let's read First John chapter 1,
第九节。
Verse 9.
他说：“我们如果认自己的罪。”
The Bible says, "If we confess our sins."
神是信实的。
He is faithful
是公义的
and just
必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness
我们常常回到神的面前
often comes back before God
承认我们自己的罪
to confess our sins
神因着他儿子宝血永远的功效
and God because of the forever efficacy of his son's precious blood
他就要赦免我们的罪
will forgive our sins
主耶稣说烦恼苦担重担的人来到我面前
Lord Jesus says he who is heavy burden and weary and heavy laden come before him
我就要使他们得安息
I will give them rest
人为什么没有安息呢
Wise men do not have rest
罪的重担在我们的心头
Because the heavy burden of our sin have been placed upon us
我们这些劳苦担重担的人
So those of us who are weary and heavy laden
不仅是我们得救之前是劳苦重担
This is so not only before we were saved.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们一样是劳苦重担。
Even when we sin after we're saved, we still feel weary and heavy laden.
我们一样回到主的跟前。
So likewise, we come before God.
承认我们不过是个罪人。
And confess that we are but sinners.
所以有一位非常有名奥秘派的一个弟兄。
There is one brother who is very famous belonging to the mystic brethren.
他告诉我们呢。
And he tells us.
每一次犯罪的时候。
Every time when he sins.
我们只有来到主的跟前。
Every time when we sin, we only have to come before God.
承认我们的罪。
Confessing our sins.
跟主说主啊，这就是我的本相。
Simply telling the Lord that, Lord, this is what I am.
求你的宝血再一次洁净我。
May your precious blood once again cleanse me.
在主的面前没有必要再任何的解释。
Before the Lord, there is no need to explain any further.
主只要看我们有没有一颗忧伤痛悔的心。
The Lord only wants to see if we have a broken, contrite heart.
主他的宝血永远有功效。
And his, the efficacy of his precious blood is always good.
所以有一首诗歌说照我本相。
So one hymn that we sing is just as I am.
主要洁净我们。
That the Lord will cleanse us.
我想时间已经到了。
My time is up.
主若愿意的话我们再用一次的时间我们再继续来交通。
If Lord willing, that I would like to share one more time on this very topic.
不过不管怎么样我想但愿这些话主能够来帮助我们。
No matter what, I hope what I just shared with you will help us.
我们请低头再有点祷告。
Now, would you please bow your head and have a further word of prayer?
主，我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we really thank you for your grace.
像我们这一般出于尘土又要归于尘土的人。
That all of us whom from dust we came and to dust we shall return.
你竟然这样来拯救我们。
That you have so saved us.
并且要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Even to conform us to the image of your son, God.The Son of God.
这实在不是我们一个小小的头脑可以明白的。
This is something simply goes beyond the understanding of our heads.
但是你的恩典既然如此的浩大。
But since your grace is so tremendous and vast.
让我们有一颗心愿更多的来学习跟随你。
Grant to us this desire to learn more from you and to follow you.
好叫你的恩典能够成全在每一位弟兄姊妹的身上。
So that your grace will be established in every brother and sister here.
叫你的名再一次得着荣耀。
And then your name will be one more time glorified.
主，我们把所交通的话再一次仰望你。
Lord, we simply commit all the words we have fellowship on.
愿圣灵继续在我们的心中给我们说出 更奇妙的话语。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit continue to speak that even more wonderful word within our hearts.
我们把感谢归给主。
Lord, we just want to give you all our thanksgiving.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We now pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主赐给我们宝贵的话语。
We thank our Lord that He has given us His precious word.
请大家看一下手上的周报。
Please quickly look over this bulletin in your hand.
左边各项服事，请大家自己看一下。
Take a look at all the weekly services listed on the left side.
在右边的报告事项里面。
Under the announcements.And a prayer request on the right side.
今年的退休会，从5月23号到26号举行。
Today's Memorial Day weekend retreat will be held on May 23rd through 26th.
大家可以在网络上直接报名。
You could register online.
如果你要填报名表，请到楼下桌子上，拿了填完以后交给顾清源弟兄。
However, if you prefer to sign up on paper, you can get the forms downstairs on the paper on the table, and then give it to Brother 顾清源。
或者是三个主日我们有发给大家，每一家有一张有一张纸，上面有你的记录，你也可以直接交给顾弟兄。
Or you can hand over the sheet of paper which we gave you on that Sunday to Brother Gu Qingyuan. The paper has listed all the information on your house according to the previous records.
4月18号到20号有特别聚会。
And also we have a special conference.
是孙国洲弟兄来交通。基督身体合一的见证那本书。
On April 18th through 20th, Brother Sun will fellowship with us on his book, The Testimony of the Unity of the Body of Christ.
请大家先读完这本书，因为他要交通的就是这本书的内容。
Would you please read the book beforehand because he will be focusing his sharing on this book.
好，现在我们欢迎一下第一次来到我们当中的朋友或弟兄姐妹们。
Now we'd like to welcome brothers and sisters who came to us the very first time to fellowship with us.
在我左手边有没有第一次来到我们当中
的 ？Anybody on my left hand, please.
在右手边有没有第一次到我们当中
？Anybody on my right hand, please.
如果没有的话，我们星期聚会停在这里。